All right, so we'll call to order the meeting of the Grants Committee for April 8th. Is that right? Monday. So we'll do a roll call for the recording. We have Ms. Glasper.
Yes.
Mr. Foster.
Here.
Mr. Jones.
Here.
Mr. Malone.
Here.
Ms. Kuhn.
Present.
And Ms. Harris.
Here.
And Ms. Gorman is here. She's just right outside the door. She'll be right back. And then Mr. Michael is here. We're just missing Ms. Dalton, who has an excused absence. So can I get a motion to approve the minutes? Or is there any, sorry, I guess we don't have to do that anymore, right? So is there any recommended changes, modifications, anything like that to the minutes from the March meeting? No? And they will be accepted as presented. Any public comment today? I know we have a bunch of guests, so feel free to also just introduce yourselves if you wouldn't mind. A lot of folks here, I think, so.
Sure, I'm Kevin Head. I'm the city administrator for Edwardsville. I brought a staff with me. We're here to advocate for our plumber park
today. Great. You guys just get on quickly, just so we know.
Okay. Yeah, my name is Jeannie Wachasek, and I'm the city clerk for the city of Edwardsville.
I'm Katie Grable, I'm the assistant parks director.
Eric Williams, director of public works for city of Edwardsville.
Edwardsville crew, and then board member Hankins is here as well. So, well, fantastic. Guess no objections then. We'll move on to new business. Has everybody had a chance to review the purchasing report? Assuming so, can I get a motion to approve the purchasing reports?
So moved.
Moved by Ms. Glasper, I say. Second by Mr.
Second.
Foster. Fantastic. Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll do a roll call on this then. And Ms. Gorman?
Yes.
Ms. Glasper?
Yes.
Mr. Foster?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Aye.
Mr. Malone?
Aye.
Ms. Kuhn?
Yes.
Ms. Harris?
Yes.
Passes unanimously. And then is there any objection if we were to hear the next one, two, three, four items all together? Anybody want them separated out? No? Then we'll go ahead and do that. So first we have the purchase for the video that Mr. Furman's office had been working on. I think we're all pretty well versed in that. And that amount is for $8,125. Tony, is there anything you'd like to add to that?
Well, I've been in government for over 20 years between the state and the county. I've worked on some good projects. This is a good project. It is well worth the money. We're just at the infancy. As we talked about, we had a display to the National Conference of Workforce Boards the end of March. We had some conversations and some sessions. We've got requests from California asking for the video already. We've provided it to the upper level DCO people. We've got very positive comments back from them. It's well worth the $8,000. I've seen a lot of government money thrown away. This is not one of those projects. So. And I will let you all know, if you haven't received your invitation yet, on April 18th at 7:30 a.m., we're doing a premiere of the video, inviting all the participants and guests, and it'll be at the, Rosemary's done this big.
Granite City Cinema.
Yeah, the Granite City Cinema on Metering House Avenue. So April 18th at 7:30 in the morning. So, we'll be on the big screen. Great. The best part is I'm not in the video to be on the big screen. So,
you say it's like 24 minutes?
24 minutes. Okay. And it was 24 minutes in case, like Channel 9 has a program called American Graduate. They're specific to middle skills jobs. So we did it at that length in case they want to show it as a segment on one of their programs. And it gives them those couple minutes to do filler for the half hour. So. Okay.
In case they want to do it, are you encouraging
them? Yeah, we're working on that. So yeah. So the 18th after that, we're involved with this American Graduate Project, and like quarterly they have luncheons and programs, and it just happens to be on the same day as the premiere. So we will be there promoting it at that event as well.
Fantastic. Thank you. Any other questions for Tony? Okay, hearing none, thank you. I think we will then move on to the resolution authorizing a park and rec loan to the village of Williamson. Is James in your category? Right? Yeah.
It's just a nice, easy, simple one-year loan term to help them get their tennis courts finished this year. They came back for the first time in like 12 years and got a PEP grant, and they need an additional $13,000 to actually finish the project. So we'll use next year's PEP grant to pay it back.
That's your district, right?
I think that's Phil's, technically. That's Phil's district, yeah. Any questions for James regarding the... Fantastic. Then we'll move on to the infrastructure bond for the Moreau Public Water District. Is that Lisa?
I've actually brought James with me to help explain.
Okay. Fantastic.
So this is a loan you previously approved last fall. They have an attorney with Sandberg Phoenix involved, so it got a little complicated. They said they did not have authority to enter into a loan. They could only borrow money by way of a bond. I said, fine, we'll call it a bond. They then proposed, instead of that, a lease purchase agreement with the county doing the purchasing. And we said, no, we don't want to get involved in all that. And they said, well, how about a bond? So we said, okay. And so we're moving forward with the loan, but calling it a bond, if you are in agreement. The terms are exactly the same as a loan. It'll be a loan, a bond that they will issue to Madison County, sole purchaser of the bond, and we will sit on it, collect the payments the same as a loan. But this approves the changing of the name to a bond and also repeals the previous resolution for the loan.
And why do they need to call it a bond versus a loan?
They said they don't have statutory authority to borrow money on a promissory note, only by way of a bond.
Specific to water districts.
We've done others with water districts where their attorney said, yes, we can. But this time, they've said, no, we can't. So, I'm a flexible fellow. I said, no problem. We can do that.
Are we the only holder of the bond?
We would be. We could potentially sell it, but it would be one bond, not like a series of bonds. There'd be no circumstances under which we would sell it. It's a loan.
Right.
We're just calling it a loan.
Correct. And their attorney made a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
Any other questions?
Is there any implication? I mean, is this something that we're going to, maybe the other people start asking to do it? I mean,
the last one, I believe they did with the water district, they were represented by the Konzen law firm out of Granite City, which is generally a pretty good group. They had no problem doing it as a promissory note. Now, the statute, very technically, refers to bonds. Will anybody else make an issue of this? I don't know. If they do, they'll know we're not doing lease purchase, and they'll just go to the bond format to begin with, presumably. It's been kicking around for months. This is now the solution that appears apparent.
Doesn't sound like there's any difference as far as us, whether we hold the loan or the bond, it's the same term. No.
And I presume their lawyer will want to do the first draft of the bond document, which has not yet been presented. But I'll review that, of course, for the community development.
Final questions? Thank you very much.
No problem.
All right, next item is the UDAG loan to the city of Edwardsville.
Yeah. All right. Well, we need your help, and that's why we're here. We are in the need of a infrastructure loan from the county for $750,000. As you know, we're building an 83-acre park here in Edwardsville. And so I'll let the park start it off, tell you what the purpose of this park is, kind of walk you through the infrastructure, why we need the loan, and then how we're going to pay it back.
Okay, so this park is going to have multiple sports opportunities. We are going to start off with a quad of 12 U baseball fields and softball fields. We'll have 6 soccer fields as well as 12 pickleball courts and over a mile of linear paved trail. We believe this will have a positive health and wellness impact on our community, both to combat the obesity epidemic, especially with kids, it's getting a little bit worse. And what's unique about this park is that one of these softball fields is going to be the home for our Challenger Baseball League. It's going to be an accessible field. And it provides an opportunity for these kids to really have a home for their league. They're currently playing in the outfield of one of our ball fields, which is problematic because some of these kids do have mobility assistive devices, so it's going to be very helpful for them. And also the pickleball courts, there's really nothing else like it around here. It's the fastest growing sport right now, and it's played predominantly by older adults, and they're having to adapt tennis courts. So this is going to give an opportunity for socialization and for fitness for a group of people who may not want to join a basketball league or a softball league.
There's a handout, if you may, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, thank you.
If you want to just take one and pass it around. There's a general location map. This park is located off of Ocean Road in between Ridgeview Road and I-55. Original purchase acreage, as Mr. Hedges explained, is 83 acres. We're developing just approximately 38.5 acres with this first phase. The second page kind of has some colored illustrations of the fields. And then the third page has the layout at full build out. As Katie stated, the first baseball quad is set up for 12U baseball, all fast pitch softball, and all slow pitch softball. The 6 multi-purpose fields can accommodate soccer, lacrosse, field hockey, so they could accommodate a wide variety of sports. The entire project is about 1.38 miles of walking trails, so it could be jogging, biking paths. So it's not just exclusively as a sports park. It will be developed in phases with 2 other different baseball quads, and we're also leaving about a 3.5 acre of green space, common just open green space for any open activities. 821 parking spaces are included with this phase, 215 trees, so that's a lot of the infrastructure, 1,000 foot of roadway. The roadway will extend all the way to the north. The north property line, we're coordinating with the developer for some adjoining properties, so this road would create a network all the way up to the intersection of 143 and Blackburn Road, and this coincides very well with I-55 corridor planning. Jean, go over financials.
Can I shake the money tree?
I'm sorry. I only have one question. Yep. I should know this, maybe. What's pickleball?
It's like tennis on a half court with modified rackets. They're more like oversized ping pong paddles. Yeah.
It's a wiffle ball more than a hard rubber ball. It's more of a wiffle ball.
Yeah. So it's a little less running, which appeals to...
It's part of our PE program at our school.
Yeah. Is it?
I remember playing PE.
I hadn't heard of it before.
Kids love it.
Probably about 2 years ago, but it's really taking off.
Really? Sorry.
Oh, no worries.
Are there restrooms in the plan?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes,
There are 2 with this first phase. There's a concession building and then a pavilion. So inside each baseball quad will be a concession restroom building, and then the larger pavilion building here that would have seating, or you could have a lot of picnic type seating, a larger restroom, and concession stands as well.
What's the cost of the project?
The total project cost is a little over $14 million. So we're using a combination of local funds as well as grants and loans that we're seeking from Madison County. So today we're seeking the $758,000 infrastructure loan. We've also submitted an application for the $200,000 for a PEP, the Park Enhancement Program loan. We anticipate issuing $10 million in general obligation bonds for the project as well. And kicking in a little over $2.7 million of our local funds that we have, including property taxes, hotel motel tax, and some fund balances.
A large portion of this is being provided by private funds, too.
Yes. Right now we have about, for this set of this project, for the construction, we have right now a little over $500,000 of committed donations, and we're always looking for...
That's the name of the park.
That was for land acquisition, so that was in a previous phase. So the naming of the park came and land acquisition. So this is our construction phase. We do look for, if anyone wants to, a Christmas gift to name a baseball field or a dugout, those opportunities are still available if you're looking for those type of opportunities. But yeah, so a combination, like a little over $500,000 of committed donations, and that's included in the 2.7 of the local fund dollars in the application packet.
And then what is the, so it's going to be partly repaid, I think, with future PEP grants or kind of just fronting you the money?
Absolutely.
How it's working?
Yeah, so for this infrastructure loan, we're committing our future PEP grant dollars for the next 7 years for the payment of this, for the UDAG loan. And then we'll kick in some of our property taxes that we'll levy for this project through our parks property tax levy for this. It will come forward to our council as a general obligation ordinance, committing the funds and authorizing the city or your county clerk to levy taxes to pay back this loan should the PEP grant no longer exist.
Okay. My understanding, UDAC, that's federal funds. This isn't based on real estate.
Not for us.
Okay.
Any other questions about finances, Lily? Okay.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Any other questions that came to mind while anybody was presenting? Is there going to be lights, electricity?
Yes. The baseball quad, this contract includes all lighting for those four fields and the three easternmost multi-purpose fields. We didn't want to keep a buffer between the residential properties and the west, so they requested not to have those providing lights, so we have not.
So try to host tournaments, those types of things? Or
long-term goal would be, yes. There's a high local demand just within the local youth leagues, so that's really want to capture a lot of the local need and grow into a tournament venue.
I don't know, was this the 3% 7-year?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Any other from staff? I guess you guys are.
Got a complete application. They're working through the docs. Everything looks good. We got the last 2 years of financial audits. We should be good to go.
So while you're all here, so this is phase two of like a three-phase plan, right? With the skating rink and teen center being the final. Is that
for the Better Place to Play campaign? Yes, this was the second park in our.
Okay, is that in a different location than this then?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Yes.
And will that then have to be 7 years out?
The ice rink teen complex is not part of this request. The request today is just strictly for development at this park location.
Okay.
The ice and teen complex, if it's funded, that's a separate location near the, actually it's on ground lease from the high school.
Will that have to wait 7 years, or is that something you can do sooner?
Depending on funding.
Depending on funding.
Mm-hmm. Yes, depending on funding.
Okay. So this is where Plummer Drive is in that area. I mean, I know that, is it Stilley Park is up the road on the opposite, on the...
This is a lot further east. A
lot further
east. This is, okay. This is one property west of I-55.
Oh, it's not by 157?
No.
Okay.
So you're going out of town.
Okay.
It's like a mile east of the Meyer Center, the Y.
Oh, okay. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So at full build out, it'll have interstate access to 143 via Sports Park Drive would extend north to 143.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, it's just going to have to be phased in over time.
Mm-hmm.
Going out towards Goosewell.
Yeah, yeah. Why is that's all considered in city limits?
This isn't city limits, yes.
I didn't know. Okay.
Any other questions? Fantastic. Thank you for the explanation. Then we have a proclamation for fair housing.
So we bring this, it takes place every April. This is just a proclamation that says that Madison County sees fair housing. CDBG and HOME both require fair housing to take place in Madison County. And just so you know, specifically it's Title VIII of the Civil Rights Act, and it pretty much states you will not discriminate on housing options based on race, color, sex, religion, nationality, or anything.
Should we read it.
Yeah, if you'd like to read it.
Yeah, okay. Proclamation for Fair Housing. Whereas April 2019 marks the 51st anniversary of Title VIII of the Civil Rights Act of 1968, also known as the Federal Fair Housing Act, which affirmed the right of every citizen to obtain housing of their choice regardless of race, color, religion, or national origin. And whereas amendments were made to the Fair Housing Act in 1974 to extend the act to cover discrimination based on sex, and in 1988 to add disability and familial status. Whereas in 2006, the state of Illinois, through Public Act 093-1078, added ancestry, age, marital status, physical or mental handicap, military status, sexual orientation, or unfavorable discharge from military service to the protected class listed under the Federal Fair Housing Act. Whereas these laws prohibit discrimination and harassment in all aspects of housing, including sales and rentals, evictions, terms and conditions, mortgage loans and insurance, land use and zoning. And whereas the federal law also require housing providers to make reasonable accommodations in rules, practices, and physical structure of a premises to permit persons with disability to use and enjoy a dwelling. And whereas, despite existing state and federal legislation, discrimination in housing remains a problem necessitating enforcement and education throughout our community. And whereas Madison County has and will in the future continue to support equal opportunity in housing for all residents in Madison County and work with local governments in order to remove all barriers to the achievement of these goals. Now, therefore, be it resolved, Madison County does hereby proclaim April as Fair Housing Month and encourages its citizens and organizations to celebrate diversity and value the harmonious communities of neighbors to support the goal of equal housing opportunities for all people. Can I get a... Okay, actually, I think that's it. So we have 5 items we will bring in, and that is the $8,125 purchase of the video for employment and training, the loan to the Village of Williamson, the public infrastructure bond to the Village of Morrow, and the $750,000 UDAG low interest loan to the City of Edwardsville, and then the proclamation for fair housing. And get a motion to approve those items.
So moved.
Moved by Ms. Harris.
Second.
Second by Ms. Gorman. Any further discussion on any of these? Hearing none, we'll do a roll call vote then. Ms. Gorman?
Yes.
Ms. Glasper?
Yes.
Mr. Foster?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Aye.
Mr. Malone?
Aye.
Ms. Kuhn?
Yes.
Ms. Harris?
Yes.
They all passed unanimously. Fantastic. Thank you for coming. You know, feel free to stick around if you want, but by no means
we
have
to.
These
are our own.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, thank you. We'll send these all around. And then we have our administrative reports.
So a couple things with employment and training. We're always looking for new partners to come in. Regions Banks has recently started being part of our orientation for possible new clients, providing some information on financial literacy, a couple minutes in the presentation, and then offering other classes to individuals. We find that people who get their first job really have no concept of budgeting and paying bills and all that, so it's just, like I said, it's just another opportunity to provide a service to individuals coming into our offices. The $400,000 apprenticeship grant that we received from the state, if you recall, one of the two areas we were targeting is taking front staff people, CNAs, for a medical provider and putting them into medical assistance classes because they're so short in that area. We've met with the second medical organization and they're moving forward with the same model, possibly to begin in August. Myself, state has requested that I chair a marketing group of the apprenticeship subcommittee of the state workforce board. So they've had this committee for a while and it's sort of been stuck in neutral, so they're trying to jumpstart it. So it's going to be the next couple of months trying to move this forward. And when we're in DC at the national conference, myself, Sarah Lorio from my staff, and Charlie Juno, business member from our board, had the opportunity to meet with Congressman Boss Davis and Simkus and their staff to discuss what's going on in workforce and with the possible reauthorization next year of WIOLA, what we would like to see in that reauthorization.
That's it.
Fantastic. Any questions?
I have more. I mean,
you do?
I think what you're doing with the soft skills thing is awesome. It is a little scary to me that government is now having to teach soft skills.
Well, actually, I mean, when you see the video, it's all business people. So, I mean, that was the whole intent. So.
Is there a discussion to, like, get that into school?
Well, yeah, so I had a discussion with the original office when we were still in the design phase, and they have an opportunity to, I guess they have a portal that they send it out to all the schools, so we were working on doing that. So, like I said, Rosemarie Brown, who was very instrumental in this with the Southwestern Madison County Chamber, was big on this event on the 18th, sort of as a thank you and a kickoff. So once that happens, then we'll be distributing it far and wide. So, like I said, every time we had our state workforce group meeting last week of all the local workforce areas, and we were discussing, and we had a couple of requests from there saying, send me the video. So, yeah, there's definitely a need with soft skills. I mean, at the national level down to the local level, you hear it all over the place. So,
yeah. I think it's great that you've done it. It's just a concern that we are having to teach it at that point.
Yeah, hopefully nobody sees it as a government thing. They see it as business leaders in the area telling people what they need to do to be employable and stay employed.
Different times. Judy?
I'll just hit a couple highlights. One under the homeless program down there, the Good Samaritan House in Granite City closed its doors the end of March, and so we are trying to work with them to figure out if we can get them reopened. They are almost half of our homeless beds in Madison County, and we don't shelter this specifically for women and children aside from domestic violence. So if you know anybody who'd like to be on the board of an organization like that, please let me know. That's our next step, is to try and find them some new board members. June 7th, I've been talking to you about the workshop at SIU. You all should have received an email or two, and there's some information in here, again, about signing up and what's coming and who the speakers are. So I'd love to see all of you there. I think it's going to be a great day. And then, I've talked about, we've been meeting with some of the warehouses related to workforce and Madison County Transit with IDOT, Mayor Lindy from the Freightways. So James and I were asked to come to a Freightways meeting. Well, we always go to a Freightways meeting, but we were asked to talk about that at the Freightways meeting and just share what we've been doing. Mary Lindy asked us to do that, so we did that last week. And so there's some information, some attachments in your packet about that. And there's a grant that was put together by North Point Development, which overlays the percentages of the households without cars and the unemployment rates. So it gives you kind of a good snapshot of where there are people who are in need of jobs but also don't have transportation. So they gave that to Madison County Transit. SJ was at the meeting with us on that. And he talked about they're starting some express routes from Missouri to the warehouses as a result of some of our conversations. And it's been kind of interesting to find out some of the warehouses, how little they know about transit, and just getting some of that information in their hands has been useful. So I know SJ's going to work on coordinating that. Get some more information out to them. So
are we looking at getting any assisted funding from Missouri for these?
So we've had preliminary discussions with Bi-State as well, so it's sort of trying to figure things out. Madison County Transit has a grant in the works to acquire vans to do like van pooling, so ride sharing. So they're looking, that is like a first step.
I'm not against this by any means.
Yeah, no, but I mean, that's as opposed to, because the cost that they had per year was about $2 million, they figured to run those routes. So that's why they're thinking the van pool, if they can set those up and show that there is a market over there for people to come over, that's the first step in something bigger and better. So
they're already running buses from over there, but the express routes, now will go directly from Missouri to the warehouses instead of sort of meandering through the other stops that they do. And that's supposed to start somewhere in there.
Trudy, maybe you said this and I missed it, but this Good Samaritan house, mm-hmm. they had 30 beds. Does that mean 30 people, or where are these people staying?
It's typically about 10 families is what they can take.
So where are they staying now?
Well, right now, they're just closed. So they had 5 families in there when they closed, so they had to make other arrangements for them. I think some might have gone to St. Louis. I'm not sure exactly what happened to all of them. It was a pretty quick decision that the board made.
The funding was from government funding? Or?
They get some grant funding. Some.
Do churches help out in any way?
Yes.
Girl Scout troops.
Mm-hmm. And they didn't have enough money? Or?
I think the board didn't want to work that hard. That's sort of my sense of the situation.
But all of the 5 families were placed?
I'm not sure. I just knew that the day that they shut down, they had 5 families there, and they were looking to make arrangements. I don't know exactly what happens with them. I think it's very doable.
A lot of kids, a lot of children? Or?
Yeah. It's very doable to get them back open and get them funded. I think they just need some help and some expertise that they haven't had.
Mm-hmm, maybe so.
Any other questions for Trudy?
Yes, Trudy, we ladies were talking about Joe.
Joe
Bowl.
Yes, we at a meeting in Springfield, the fraud training and awareness meeting that we were headed into the meeting and we fell on some uneven pavement, and so had to call the ambulance, and he was taken to the hospital and had to have hip surgery there. So he's home, doing better, healing, but not very happy to be out of commission for a while. he doesn't take that there.
Congratulations on the no findings on the.
Thank you. That was a pretty big deal.
Are there questions, comments? No? Fantastic. Thank you. Always great. So our final item was going to be an executive session. That was just to review the prior session's minutes. I don't know if everybody saw the email from Jeff Ezra a couple months ago. He talked about this, about a couple of, just that you're supposed to review the minutes every so often of any closed sessions. Yeah, I'm sure Bruce, you've done this probably many times. So we are going to do that, but actually just this morning, was it?
Government relations.
Did them for all the committees.
Yeah, we do it for all the committees, yeah. So I don't think we have to.
He said Jeff Ezra kind of said it's up to however the county board wants to handle it. So I didn't want to miss the deadline.
We used to do it for government relations.
So so I think we're good there. So we don't have to go unless somebody wants to go. Fantastic. Is there any other old business anybody wants to bring up? No? And I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Moved by Judy, second moved by Gorman here. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Nay. We are adjourned.
Did you get all your resolutions?
I think we got them all. 34 minutes.
I've
been watching it in the paper. It's
going for 29 minutes.
I have information. I don't know where it's at.
I do
want
to mail
again.
Said it.
I can't really see anything now. But if you go out past like the new YMCA and Edwards
Dove,
past Ridgeview, we about another block or so. You say on your left, there's a sign.
Missing.
Man, they're cutting the ground.